Welcome to Money 911, the podcast that provides actionable strategies and insights for financial success. I'm your host, Chris Miller. And in today's episode, we have a remarkable guest who has been driving transformational change in the business world. Joining us is Tricia Benn, the CEO of the C-Suite Network and General Manager of the Hero Club. Tricia's mission is to help C-level executives, owners, investors, and influencers accelerate their success by aligning their vision, mission, and values to drive impactful outcomes. With her extensive experience in building new businesses, revenue streams, and achieving double-digit growth, Tricia is an inspiring leader and true expert in her field. Let me tell you a little backstory about Tricia. Tricia Benn is the CEO of C-Suite Network, the most influential network of business leaders, and the general manager of the Hero Club, an invitation-only membership organization for CEOs, founders, and investors. Her mission is to build a C-Suite Network platform, community, content, council, commerce that accelerates the success of C-Suite executives, owners, investors, and influencers. She is a leader in creating an executive community of collaboration based on integrity, transparency, and measuring success beyond the numbers alone. Thus, the hero factor. This approach has driven her more than 20-year track record of industry disruption in building new businesses, revenue streams, and delivering double-digit year-over-year growth. In addition to sitting on multiple businesses, associations, and not-for-profit boards, Ben has served as a senior executive for three enterprise-level organizations in market research, telecommunications, media marketing, and advertising. As a global chief marketing and strategy officer and U.S. managing director within the MDC Partners, a $3 billion global holding company. Please welcome my dear friend, Tricia Benn. Welcome, everybody, to Money 911, where we talk about health, wealth, and peace of mind. And I'm so excited to talk with Tricia today. You heard her wonderful intro. Welcome, Tricia. It's so beautiful to see you here today.
And thank you so much, Chris. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Yes. And, you know, before we get started, I want to tell everybody that's listening, all my podcast listeners, guess what? We have a YouTube channel so you can see our beautiful faces over there. It's Healthy Money, Happy Life. And that's a YouTube channel. So go over there. Make sure you subscribe because we've got a lot of amazing people coming on just like Tricia. So let's get right into it. Now, I'm really honored we got to meet each other over there in South Dakota, Sioux Falls, and we were in the mastermind at C-Suite, and I actually got to see you introduced as the CEO of C-Suite. How exciting is that for you?
Oh, it's truly an honor, Chris. The whole community of C-Suite Network stands for so much that I absolutely live and breathe for, let alone believe in. And people like you, Chris, who are dedicated to changing the world, creating real value, having impact with their success. And so I can only be truly, truly honored to be in that position, to be introduced as the CEO.
And you know what's really beautiful to me, and I could just say that a lot of people know that I've been in a lot of masterminds in the last decade since I wrote my book. And I got to say, you know, and I'm new in the experience with C-Suite, and what a great group of people. Everybody really, really cares about each other. And I've watched you successfully create like a collaboration of business leaders and that approach. There's a real art to bringing everybody, you know, that's got their own mindsets on everything together. And you've brought together, you actually run the Hero Club, right?
I do, yes. And very much a values-based group that's all about leading with integrity, transparency, giving back to our community, sharing in our success. And that's our CEOs, founders, investors. And it is, again, inspiring every day because this is where you have that shoulder to shoulder. There's the challenges that we all have as scaling business leaders, but how do we want to solve them, taking into account that we want to have great impact with our people, you know, and that's our staff, that's our, and our teams, that's our communities that we serve. It's the communities that we serve within. And when you think about it, truly the nation, the globe, in terms of having great impact and creating successful outcomes. So it's a phenomenal group.
And it's really a new approach to business leadership because you're aligning the visions and the missions and the values. And so maybe you could share a few examples, maybe a couple success stories that have embraced the hero factor.
Oh, my goodness. There's so many. I feel almost terribly choosing one or two. But, you know, one I think is so wonderful to share because it takes into account the experience we all had through COVID. Mm. And when COVID happened, for CEOs, founders, investors that care about their people, care about the communities that they serve and serve in, it was particularly challenging because everyone was looking to them to solve those problems. And we didn't know what was going to happen. None of us did, right? You don't know what the end game is when you're living through it. Two of our Hero Club leaders founded a company called Dash. Are you familiar with Dash, Chris?
I've heard of it, but not really.
You probably would have heard about it through all kinds of social activations. Uh-huh. They manufacture small kitchen appliances and kitchen tools and so on. So things like little waffle irons and egg cookers and no slip bowls and water reheaters, you know, or carafes. I have some of all of these things. They are incredible. They always have this like, you know, little thing that makes them incredibly useful. It's just a little bit of an innovation on the kind of old standard of what really, you know, we really love, but that little innovation that makes you really love it and want to use it every day. So Evan and Rachel Dash, as we went into COVID, were looking to take on an investor, sell part of their business. And this is a large company. You know, in total, they're selling, let's say, around $500 million of product a year. So they go into COVID and they're fairly far along in their investor conversation, and then COVID happens. And so when you look at suddenly retailers are shut down, supply chain is a question. Their head office was in New York, also shut down immediately with COVID. And we were with them every week to see how they led as hero leaders through that process. It was extraordinary. And not only did the deal proceed, which there was nothing to say it would with all of that upheaval and distress and stoppage of business and so on, and they actually increased their valuation and just did exceptional things in scaling their communities and their business through COVID. And they're extraordinary hero leaders. Every step of the way, it was taking care of their staff, their consumer, their partners, their investors, their communities. It was extraordinary. So Evan and Rachel Dash are wonderful examples of hero leaders who take seriously what Jeffrey Hazlett captured in The Hero Factor, a great book if anyone's interested in reading about it. They lived and breathed it. And we got to be on that journey with them every week, updating on all of that and how they saw success through the most challenging of circumstances and served their people.
What a beautiful story. And what I like about C-Suite is the collaborative executive community. And what little I've experienced is how everybody's helping you. You know, you lift while you climb, right? And all the boats go up, and it really is there. It isn't just someone saying the cute little words, right? It really is heartful. So here you are, CEO of C-Suite Network, and you've created, right, a collaborative community. I think it's huge, but that really contributes to amazing success, right? Way different than the competition that everybody's been in, wouldn't you say?
Yes. The whole premise of C-Suite Network is that we are an ecosystem and a platform. Mm-hmm. And we support executives, owners, investors, and influencers in seeing their success. And when you look at everything that we need to be successful in those roles, my background, I was an executive at 3 enterprise-sized organizations. I was elected to the board of my national association. I was the treasurer for many years as well. You know, these are responsibility areas that come with a lot of challenges. And now that we live in the digital era, we cannot treat everything like competition, and we cannot treat people like we own them. We don't. We need to be trusted sources. And so in the C-suite, what you see is tremendous collaboration. And we facilitate that by creating an environment where values are very much at the heart of what we do. Relevancy. I know, Chris, you've heard these 1,000 times. Relevancy, reach, reciprocity, and respect. And those principles guide everything we do. And of course, there's self-selection. If you're a business leader that says, meh, great, we wish you luck. Right. Please, you know, good luck somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But here, these values mean that we can be incredibly diverse, driving completely different mandates and areas of expertise and different types of success in different communities, et cetera, and still have a unifying environment to be able to seek understanding with each other and the success of the people we serve.
Tricia, you have such an amazing, impressive track record of disrupting industries and achieving double-digit growth, right? Just to say it lightly, but that's normal for you because that's what you do. So tell me a few of the key strategies or principles that you employed to get such remarkable results.
It's very simple when you think about how much impact you have. And I pause because I think so frequently we forget. How often have we heard, I'm just a cog in the wheel?
Right.
I came from 3 enterprise-sized organizations. I assure you, you are not. Hmm. Every single one of us has the ability to create what we believe is the right thing to do to create value, which is great for business and great for people. And people will serve the success of that business when you have that relationship created and you're invested in them and you appreciate, respect them, and lift them. As you were saying earlier, Chris, high tide raises all boats. And so if you're focused on that, you see success through that. And when you do it together in a very large community, you start to reset the rules. And I think that is so powerful. So when I speak, I love speaking to what success really is. I love speaking to courage and a lack of preciousness. If you fall and bang your knee, chances are you're learning. So you try what you tried when you fell, and you might fall again. You might fall again. You might fall again. But guess what? You keep at it with the right kind of coaching, the right kind of counsel, right, and you're gonna land it, right? You're not gonna fall. And then you're gonna fall less as you continue to increase your skill set, increase your abilities. And so that ability and support in an environment and others at your shoulder where you say, it's okay, we got you, and you're gonna learn this, and you're gonna move forward, and you're gonna succeed, that's okay. It's not okay to just accept I don't have that ability or that power or that opportunity to be able to do the right things to create successful outcomes for myself, for everyone around me, and all the communities that we serve within the business and outside. Obviously, we are all part of other communities that we're serving and wanting to see success for.
Well, Congress once again allowed itself to be pushed into appeasing the administration and raising the debt ceiling for the 79th time, paving the way for continued reckless spending and further devaluation of the dollar. As our national debt continues to skyrocket, how are you protecting your savings? Times like these are a great reminder to diversify a portion of your savings into gold. And you can do it with the help of Birch Gold. And here's the easiest way to do it. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. You don't pay a penny out of pocket. As BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa band together against the dollar, more and more central banks are diversifying. You know what they're buying? Gold. Follow their lead and visit birchgold.com/money911 for your free information kit on gold. There's no obligation, just information. With an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers, Birch Gold can help protect your savings too. Visit birchgold.com/money911. Take action today. I learned so much because you're so simple the way that you tell the stories. And it's so empowering because just say, you know, we have business leaders listening. And so just maybe share, or how can business leaders identify and capitalize on these new opportunities and revenue streams that in a rapidly changing market?
The biggest thing to understand from a business perspective is we do not live in the world we lived in 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago. So many business models are based on pre-hybrid life. We live in a hybrid life. We are here virtually together. And that is so powerful, but it changes the dynamic and the actual business model for so many of us. So how do you get efficient in your business model? And that's why, as the CEO of C-Suite Network, my only focus is to see the success of that platform in creating efficiencies in everyone's business model. So if you're contributing to a platform where you can go in and be nourished and sell into trusted communities, you can very quickly create content, you know, everything from your social through to your digital, your events, your podcasting, TV content, et cetera, et cetera. You've got that created, distributed, converting for you. You've got the right counsel when you need it. And you have commerce, the opportunity to sell efficiently 24/7 marketplace. That's been that I have in beta in csuitenetwork.com right now. So that platform, that's my job every day. And I want that to create the efficiencies that we all need, whether we're a solopreneur wanting a wonderful lifestyle business. So I can handle just a few clients a year, and that's perfect. I can do that efficiently. I don't have to be an events expert. I don't have to be a social expert. I don't have to be a podcasting expert. I can get those skill sets and those opportunities through the platform. Or at the other end of the spectrum, an enterprise level executive. You can come in, and again, your cost of acquisition is coming down. The effort that you're putting into things that aren't your areas of expertise is minimized to create more profitability in what you do at Excellence, which, of course, we want to lift.
Empowering great leaders. That's what it sounds like to me, right?
Absolutely. My personal mission statement is delivering success that matters.
Nice. Well, you know, you're an international speaker and you inspire and you empower leaders. That's who you are. And take businesses to their next level. So give a couple actionable tips or steps for listeners to help them become exceptional leaders.
First, in terms of being an exceptional leader, is being authentic to who you are and deciding what success looks like to you. So be authentic to who you are. Anyone who tells you not to be, don't listen. It's absolutely critical. And defining what success is for you is absolutely critical, or at step one, you've already failed and you will continue to. There's no winning the judgment of somebody else's version of success. And that's why my podcast that's coming out this month is called C-Suite Success. I want to reframe how we think as business leaders about what our success is and what it means and how we live our mission statements to see that impact, to see that success. Because I know after over 25 years of only ever working with decision makers, public, private, not-for-profit, religious, and government, that's all I've done my entire career. And when I look at that, the people who are really successful, it's not about toys, it's not about dollar figures, it's about that fulfillment, that meaning, that connection, that impact that they're having in how they live their lives and the success that they deliver through that experience.
That's so beautiful. And that was actually the next question that I was going to ask you was, how do you measure success beyond financial numbers, right? And broader metrics, right?
Yes, it's everything. And the question, the reason the question of success is so important beyond your whole notion of success and failure in your life is that it empowers you to be way less precious and way more courageous. When you think about what your mission is and what you want to be able to deliver, you become a lot less precious about failure. Mm-hmm. I was a competitive figure skater. I trained at the Olympic Training Center in Canada for figure skating, 10 to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. And one day, one of my team, Pete Winters, we were having a one-to-one. And he said, "Trisha, before we get started and I start reporting out, I have one question to ask you." I said, "What is it, Pete?" He said, "How many times did you fall? You were a figure skater. How many times did you fall?" And I said, I couldn't help but giggle. But the truth is, you fall. The ice never gets softer. The blades never get duller. The boards never get less hard, right? Mm-hmm. And you fall and you fall and you fall again until you fall less. Mm. You never don't fall. And so in business leadership, you know, when we look at success, people frequently feel one setback, one bruise, one cut.
Yeah.
And they say, "Oh, I failed." And then they beat themselves for it, right, and lack the 360 view to say, "Wait a second, I did something and I got this piece of information. It's only failure if I stay there. It's only failure if I sit there in that and I don't learn from it and I don't get up and try it the next way, the next time, and apply what I've learned, you know, through that fall." And so I cannot tell you how dedicated I am to the conversation about success, the authenticity of, you know, we all know the saying of everybody puts their pant legs on, you know, their pants on one leg at a time. Right. Fact of the matter is, we all fall. Stop pretending like we don't. What did you learn? What can we keep? How do we move it forward from here? And if you didn't have that fall, you wouldn't know that that would be something to avoid. And this would be something I want to try next and I want to keep.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah. That's great. You know, you're answering the question before I asked that, because that was literally the next one of the, you know, the common pitfalls and aligning your vision and your mission and your values, because sometimes you can get stuck on the mission and lose the value
And yes.
And how to overcome it, right? And it brings it around, because you said something before we even started. I think it kind of comes back to what we were talking about in the beginning too, before we even started recording.
Yes. Well, the peer-to-peer support that you have, you know, it's critical that you have your tribe around you, because, you know, if you could do it alone, wouldn't be a human. Or any other creature, as far as I can tell. But the point is, you have that collaboration, that place where you can go to be real, be supported, and work through, okay, what makes sense to go to next. And so you can't emphasize enough how critically important that is in terms of having that reality check and also the support. And, you know, Chris, we do C-Suite Celebrates every Friday.
Right.
That was the excuse in COVID to say, "Wait a second, we're going to push the pause button." Permission to push pause was the first phrase we used for marketing Celebrates. And it was all about, look, we know there's all kinds of negative noise out there and negative experience and all kinds of challenges and fear and uncertainty that we're all going through. But together, we're going to push that pause button and we're going to arm together and we're going to celebrate anything that's good. I don't care how small it is, how seemingly insignificant, you know, because sometimes those are the biggest things. And when you're going through a pandemic, it could be anything that you want to celebrate. You know, I managed to get out of bed and get dressed today. Okay, great. You know,
Yeah, exactly.
That's important.
Absolutely. And everybody that's listening celebrates is 2 o'clock Eastern, right?
5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock
Yeah. Pacific. I'm in Pacific time. So yeah, 5 o'clock Eastern.
And on Fridays. Yes.
On Fridays. And tell everybody about your new show again, please.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
I'm so excited for that.
Me too. You know, my role is seeing C-suite success and everybody lifted through the C-suite platform for their area of excellence. So given what I've shared about how I think about success and how dedicated I am to seeing that with everyone, I wanted to use that platform of success to create opportunity for everybody that I support. So to have that opportunity, also as the CEO of C-Suite Network, I have to take my own medicine. So, you know, Chris, you know, use your content, repurpose your content, create value with your content, make sure you're engaging your communities with your content, make sure you're lifting your communities with your content, et cetera. Well, I do interviews where I bring special guests every Friday, as you know, Chris, from rock stars to, you know, Ed Evan Dash one night and so many other great heroes. I just had Daryl Martin, you know, who's after 2.5 years got the largest paying day trading company in America. Right. And so I'm doing that. It makes sense to repurpose that into a podcast and obviously all the social activation and assets that can be created for everyone to use. And then at the same time, for me, it means that I have the delight of getting to introduce people that otherwise wouldn't see each other in how they interact in the C-Suite Network platform. So, you know, as the CEO, I'm in all kinds of different communities and different conversations, and I get to bring those to the community. And then, as I said, take my medicine and then make sure that that's useful for everybody to use as a platform and certainly carry that forward.
Well, I never got to say this to you, but you have a special gift that of making everybody feel special and welcome. It intrigues me because I go, you're not faking it. You really are that way. And I'll think that. I go, she really is real. She's not, oh, I'm being nice to you because I want you to upsell you in something. You really legit. And, you know, when I first came in there, I was like, oh, you know, not that self-confident, honestly. And you made me feel like I was a hero. Like I was just as important as, you know, the chairman or whatever, right? And that is the making of a master. And that is a real CEO of spirit and love and business. And I honor you for that. And I'm excited that we got to have this conversation. And Tricia, you're just a joy. And you're like a little bubble joy to me. I just see you. And I'm really proud of what you're doing. And I love promoting you to all my people, my community. And again, they're going to be able to turn into your TV show on C-Suite, right? It's rolling out. And it's called, what's it called again?
C-Suite Success with Tricia Benn. And Chris, I have to have you on my show as well. So we'll need to get that coordinated.
Yes.
I have to say, when you think about what you just shared, and I'm so grateful, Chris, thank you. But just think about what I get to do. You know, when you say, I made you feel special, look how special you are. Look at how you give to your community. Look at how you've changed people's lives for decades, making what is completely impossible, overwhelming, and impossible to, you know, I said impossible, but impossible to grasp for most of us. And you've made your life mission to make that simple and make sure that people are protected through their wealth and their health and all that they're doing with their lives. And so, you know, I honor you. And I'm so grateful for you. And I'm just happy that I'm, you know, doing what I should be doing, because it's just truly a pleasure. And I'm so grateful.
Me too. And that's a perfect way We just stay in gratitude. Gratitude is the attitude that gives us the right latitude, right? And then you have the vision over the top, vision over all the bumps, and because you can see you're in the purpose. And that's like a living goal, a living legacy. So we're living the legacy, right?
Absolutely. And enjoying the moment. I think that's another thing, right? Chris, we had this conversation and we've had it over time, but if you're not having fun, if you're not connecting and feeling real and taking those moments to really make sure that your conditions of satisfaction for happiness, success, meaning, connection are being met in how you're living out your business, your mission, then reassess, reconnect, and certainly come and see us, right, Chris? Yeah,
right. Absolutely.
We don't want anyone feeling like that, because there's so many great people doing great things, and being able to bring everybody together is
absolutely. And it does. It takes a council. It takes all the voices to sing the song, right? Sing the choir. So, and you're such a beautiful voice. It's such a joy to have you here. I don't really want to end, so we're not going to say goodbye. We'll just pause for now. We'll come back again. I kind of hear a rumor of a book down the road, too. So we'll have an excuse to come back or launch your show or whatever. Tricia, it's been an absolute joy to have you here.
Thank you so much, Chris. I'll see you soon. I'm going to get that book done, I promise.
Okay, we'll be on it. Thank you, Trish. There's so much to learn about healthy money. I hope today's discussion brings you one step closer to securing and protecting your future. So you can get started on the right foot, go to meetwithchrismiller.com and schedule your free financial fitness strategy session. Thank you for listening, and please subscribe to Money 911 so you don't miss our next episode, which includes health, wealth, and peace of mind.